Did you know that Assassin's Creed was almost a Prince of Persia game? The first game would have been called Prince of Persia Assassins. You're listening to the Xbox Hub podcast, the official podcast of the xboxhub.com. For the latest Xbox news, reviews, videos, and opinions, make sure you visit the xboxhub.com. But for now, settle down, get comfy, and open your ears for some podcast delights. Hello everyone, and welcome to the Xbox Hub official podcast, episode number 31. My name's Gareth Brady. I'm going to be your host for today. And on my virtual left is Mr. James Burks. How you doing, James?
Hello, I'm still here.
Still there? Still strong?
You're all right.
I'm very good, thanks. And on my virtual right is Mr. Richard Dobson. How you doing, Richard?
Hi, guys. Not too bad.
Back again.
How are you guys? Yes, back again.
I'm real good, actually. Richard, what do you think of the Xbox preview event last week? Were you underwhelmed?
No, I wasn't necessarily underwhelmed. I think the games that they announced looked good. They all seemed quite dark and bleak.
Yeah.
Which maybe isn't what we need at this point in time, but some of them looked really good. I really liked the look of Scorn, for example.
Yeah.
But I was just a bit disappointed that they'd almost led us on a little bit, I feel.
Okay, yeah, good. Well, last week we were talking about, and we had James and, who was on last week? Edgar, wasn't it?
Edgar.
Yeah, it's like the Prophets of Doom at the end.
Hey, we can only work with what we're given.
they were like egging each other on.
We're getting the character.
It was like
the Demon Green games that are coming.
It was like, that's it. Just burn the Xboxes now. That's what it should have been at the end.
Wow. I'm here to add a bit of sunshine then.
Thank you, Richard, as always. I like it. Okay.
We need it.
What have you been doing this week in lockdown still? Well, slight change in lockdown. James?
Well, as always, it's quite quiet these days.
Yeah.
Don't get out much at all.
No.
So I'm going slightly crazy. But other than that, I've been watching wrestling. Wrestling without crowds, which is always different.
That's what they should call it, wrestling without crowds.
That'll be a new one that comes out soon. A new promotion. Wrestling without crowds. Very ticket watch online. Yeah. And there's a big event on Sunday, which I'm sure Richard watched as well. Winnie in the Bank. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised by it. How did you think it was?
I liked everything apart from the actual Money in the Bank matches.
Okay.
Because just a bit.
I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean Money in the Bank matches? What are they?
Basically, it's like a ladder match. You have to climb a ladder to get a briefcase, and that means to get a title shot at any time, whenever you want.
Hold on. You're talking about a literal ladder?
Yeah, you climb the ladder to get it.
Not like a ladder in a tournament, but literally there's a ladder with a briefcase full of money at the top.
And this time, it was on the roof of the WWE headquarters.
It's as good as it sounds, Gareth.
But it gets better.
Right.
Two people got thrown off the top of the roof. They were dead until the next day. We realised they weren't dead.
No, because it'd be a murder investigation.
Yeah. But it was all cinematic. It was like a B-movie.
Oh, wow.
But I thought it was a bit too dorky. I didn't really like where it was going.
I love the way it's going.
No, not enough excitement for me.
Okay.
It was a food fight. You don't want a food fight. It's a serious business.
Good. Richard, what have you been doing?
Well, I also watched Money in the Bank.
Right.
But I really enjoyed the Money in the Bank match. I think James is right in saying that it is very much like a B-movie thing now. Because they're trying new things with not having a crowd. So I preferred this match to the ones they did for WrestleMania.
Right.
which one of them was almost like a horror film involving the Undertaker.
This has got me my interest up now.
They've been quite good.
Right.
I must admit, I was very skeptical at first, but the two pay-per-views that they've had since they've not really had a crowd have both been pretty good.
Okay, good. So you've been doing that this week as well?
Yes. Yeah, I watched that Monday morning because I didn't want to stay up Sunday night to watch it.
No.
The good thing is, though, the events are getting shorter.
Yeah.
We're 2.5 hours. It's just about 6.
That is good. Now, I've been watching this week. Everyone knows about this, but I was a bit late to the game, but I'm addicted to it. On Netflix, there's a documentary called The Last Dance, and it's about basketball, and more importantly, it's about Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls and their season, their kind of championship winning season, looking for their 6th series title. And it's probably one of the best things I've ever seen. And I'm not a basketball fan. I knew who Michael Jordan was. I knew about Space Jam.
Everyone knows Space Jam.
Yeah, and I knew Dennis Rodman, but not for his basketball stuff. but it's just a fantastically, brilliantly put together documentary. So it's a kind of Michael Jordan really biography. I think it goes from the beginning of his career. It goes back. It focuses on the 1997-98 season, but it flips back all the time to the past and what's happened up to that point. Yeah. And it's 2 episodes a week, and it's brilliant. It's so good. I feel bereft when I've got to wait now for the last 2 next Monday. Have you 2 seen it?
Not yet.
No.
Because that is like the peak of basketball.
Yeah.
I don't think there's ever been a more exciting time to be watching basketball as there was when the Chicago Bulls were dominating.
Yeah.
It was, even I was drawn into it.
So you can't stand basketball. You saw that, you started watching that, did you?
What, basketball?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
At that time.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Wherever I could. It's hard to get over here.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's just watching an extraordinary athlete, but also it's quite frank, the interviews with all the other teams. It's really...
Yeah. It's, and his teammates. So interesting stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen a clip of it of Dennis Rodman going missing for 48 hours.
That's great.
Like he does.
But it's also really interesting about kind of people talking about athletes and, you know, because, you know, we have it with footballers. You know, you have to portray an image of like these are, you know, because it's a brand. You're a brand as a footballer or an athlete. You have to portray an image of being this nice person, this around the thing. And generally, people who want to play sports and do brilliantly at sports and win lots of stuff are quite self-driven, sometimes quite horrible human beings. But that's just that's just the way they are.
Yeah, you've seen me on FIFA.
We've seen you, yeah. God, we know that. And that's what's really interesting as well. It talks about that, you know, about being liked or being, you know, what you need to be that person.
To be the greatest.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I will be watching that.
Good.
I'm glad you recommended that because I was on the fence.
No, it's really...
Yeah, same.
Yeah, definitely.
I just never had any interest in basketball at all.
Yeah, you don't have to.
I didn't even know it was basketball when I first saw the title.
Yeah.
I thought, is it Michael Flatley?
Yeah. That'd be good. That's what I want. A bloody Michael Flatley marker, actually. Oh, dear. Good. Shall we move on? Let's move on. We're going to go straight into a kind of game thing. Yesterday, what's it called? The Summer Games? The Games of Summer? What's the...
Summer Games Fest.
Thank you. Summer Games Fest. Had a stream yesterday, which you're pretty aware of, which was from Unreal Engine, new operating system or new graphics system. And they demoed, they put it together. We showed a demo running on a PlayStation 5, highlighting what they can do. And it was this 10-minute video, which they kind of stopped and talked through. And it had a kind of feel of a kind of Lara Croft kind of world mixed with a bit Uncharted. And everyone wants that game to play that never exists because it's just been made for a demo, but everyone really wants that game. And they just talked about what, with the new engine, what they could do. And it was interesting. I found it really interesting, first of all. What about you two? I'm going to go to Richard first, because I've got a funny feeling James is going to come with something else. Did you find it interesting, Richard?
I did, yeah. It was, I think it was very, very pretty to look at. I don't think I was, I'm quite glad it was a tech demo, to be honest, because I don't think the gameplay looked brilliant, but they'd done it in a way that it wasn't a tech demo trailer type thing that people watched. They'd built it with the intention of people being able to play it, which was a nice thing to see.
Yeah.
So essentially that was the first real gameplay we've seen running on the new generation of consoles. So from that point of view, yeah, it was definitely interesting to watch.
I mean, yeah, that was a big point, wasn't it? You could actually play that, couldn't you? You could
hear
what they were doing, which is kind of amazing. What about you, James, before I talk into what we saw?
Well, right, I won't say I was disappointed, but it was just a tech demo. Well, yeah. I don't know what the big deal is. Although I will say, when the Lara Croft wannabe turned into Iron Man and flew through the air, I thought the textures did well to keep up with the movement.
Yeah.
And everything ran really smoothly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really smoothly. I was very impressed with the backgrounds. There's so much detail. So much.
And I'm going to try to explain what I think is how it works, and you two can correct me straight away. So,
no.
with a normal game, if you've got a cave with lots of light and everything else, the assets that you've got, which are things like the cave structure and stuff, you have to have it embedded into the memory if you're playing it like Xbox One or PS4.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unwieldy, so you know that's why you get pop-up if it happens. This is me really being basic here, but the idea behind this new system is it streams. It's more flexible. It streams as you look, so the assets are being downloaded all the time in game,
continuously.
Yeah, is that right?
That's the way I see it.
Yeah, and that's the big benefit. That's what that was their big selling point, wasn't it? And they were talking about they can just get
5,
they can get all these things in. I think it's going to be the same for the Xbox as well.
Oh, I thought it was an exclusive for PlayStation.
No, they were talking about it. The Xbox. Oh, right. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So yeah, when they get the people who actually saw it.
Yeah,
it was on for PlayStation.
Yeah, they did, didn't they? Yeah,
it's going to be great on both consoles.
Yeah, and I think I read a really good thing when it's just talking about kind of graphics, because they said, when we talk about console generations changing, like the swap between Xbox and Xbox One and PS3 and PS4 was quite a big leap graphically, wasn't it? This one now, it won't look like it, first of all. Because, you could look at that gaming and think, well, actually, I could see that on the Xbox One now. When I got the Xbox One X and, played Assassin's Origins. When I played Origins, I could see all the difference straight away on the Xbox and my TV I had as well, the new TV. So it was a massive kind of leap. But it's in the smaller details, I think, isn't it? That's what they were talking about that whole demo. It's the details, it's lighting, it's all those statues they had in the demo.
Yeah.
All had that amazing detail.
I think graphics, just pure graphics, are at a point now where they are going to start plowing off.
Mm.
So even the 360 to the Xbox One wasn't as much of a jump as 2D to 3D and then standard definition to high definition.
Yeah.
So I think people might initially be disappointed, but I would fully expect by the end of the next console cycle that things that we saw in that tech demo will just be part and parcel of games.
Yeah.
And it's going towards that more photorealistic feel, isn't it? Which that had a little bit of. Especially with some of the lighting and stuff. I think that's the ultimate aim, isn't it, I suppose. maybe. And yeah. I think they talked about it a little bit. They showed the demo, and it was basically a 45-minute Zoom call, wasn't it, between the four of them? and then they were talking about kind of like for open world games, big, large open world games. This is kind of this engine, particularly, is really, really, you know, a game changer about how people make stuff as well.
I think the guy, was it Tim Sweeney? He had some interesting ideas about the future of not just games, though, as well.
Mm.
So they were talking about The Mandalorian using Unreal Engine, and him offering that up to basically to anyone that wanted to use it.
Yeah.
And I think him talking about what they've been doing in Fortnite with Travis Scott, the rapper, did a live gig there.
Yeah.
And just, yeah. Everything seems to be blurring. All the lines between different mediums start to blur.
Definitely.
It's exciting. It actually made me a bit more excited about the new consoles. I think I'm a massive open world. I love big, ridiculously open worlds and playing that. And just being completely in that world without, you know, generally you're playing, I was going to talk about it later, but I'm still playing Death Stranded, which I think is a masterpiece, mm-hmm. by the way.
Yes.
And have you played it, Richard?
I did. I think I did about 30 hours, but I'm in agreement.
Yeah,
it's.
I mean, it's unlike anything else, isn't it? And I think, I mean, there's lots of. No, I don't think. I really enjoy the pace of it, and I love the music. It's amazing, visually, it just looks stunning. There's bits of it you just go, and you just. But of course, what happens with Death Stranding is every now and again you're going to a loading screen, aren't you? Which is normal. Which it doesn't jar because we're used to that, aren't we? We're used to having to load into different chapters or something like that. But when that's gone, which they're all talking about, there'd be nothing there of that anymore, and you're just in this seamless world. You know, it's that will be a big thing, a big difference, I think. That immersive feel. Yeah.
Then what do you do though? Because you're not going to have time to put the kettle on or anything.
But do you think we're just going to stay in that world and not do anything and
not drink?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Yeah. Anything else from that conference that you like the look of?
Not really.
That was it.
Well, there's a release date, wasn't there? For the actual engine being used.
Next year, I think. Yeah. Although they did say that Fortnite was then going to be a PS5 and Xbox Series X title at launch.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. So we'll see that in the new Gears. Whenever that's announced. Look forward to it. Good times, guys.
Oh, dear. Right. I'm going to move on.
Yes.
Let's talk about what we've been... No, let's do questions. God, I nearly missed those.
You sure?
Yeah. You sure? Yes, I'm going to do some questions. We did some questions.
The questions? We're going to new ones.
They're new questions. They're new questions.
He's not letting you forget that one, is he?
No, he's not, is he? One mistake after 30 episodes.
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes. He's on me. Okay, every episode we ask our guests questions that I build an in-depth portfolio about them. And we're going to go straight in. Because we're burning time. Burning time, is that a word? I'm burning time saying that. Okay, so we go question number one. This is to all of us. If you had to get a tattoo right now, gunpoint, what would it be of? I'm gonna ask.
It'd be the Rock chest tattoo. whatever the Rock has on his chest, I want that.
You're the same as what is it of on his chest then?
It's a big one.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you call it. So I don't want to get it wrong.
I like
if you Google The Rock with no t-shirt, you'll see it.
I'm not Googling The Rock with no t-shirt.
It's his screensaver.
I like the way you're going for, you know, a big old tattoo straight away.
Oh, yeah, you go big or go home.
Good. Richard?
I'd probably get the Alexis on Fire band logo.
Oh.
They're probably my favourite band. And it's the one thing I've not got any tattoos, but if I was going to get one anyway without being a gunpoint, it probably would be that. So it's a heart with a skull inside it. And it's and that sounds really boring, but I think because it looks good, and I've seen lots of people with that tattoo anyway.
Where would you have it?
On your head? Not on my chest or on my head.
Ankle?
No, probably my calf.
Ankle.
It's bigger than my ankle. So.
Good. I would have a tattoo of me getting a tattoo. I'd be very meta.
Inside that tattoo, can you see?
Yeah, it would be brilliant.
I'd love to see that. Can we start a crowdfund?
Okay, question two. How do you think the world will change in 10 years' time? In 10 years, it's not much. So where will we be? 2030? Let's go for Richard.
Ooh.
It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, because...
What do you think about gaming? What will gaming change? In 10 years, where do you think we'll be?
I'd like to say VR has really taken off by then.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping it does, because I'm definitely an advocate of VR gaming. But it's almost, I know they've had the Half-Life Alyx recently on PC, but it's I think it's still waiting for something big.
I think it's about how you absorb that technology as well. Maybe in 10 years, maybe the kind of like the glasses version of VR, you know, when people put their glasses on an earphone, it gets much more sophisticated and it could.
Is that similar to the HoloLens?
Yes. You're not into that. And it's not such a massive bit of kit.
Mm.
That probably would get more people into it. That can never be done. It's wearing the bloody thing on your head, I think, is always a problem.
And a lot of the games aren't that much fun. And they look terrible. just way out there.
Yeah. James, what about you in 10 years' time? What gaming wise, let's talk about that. That's easier.
Gaming?
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, I'm quite looking forward to
a new match for
game? No, I for change.
FIFA 31.
No. I don't think VR will ever really take off.
Okay.
Any more than it has done now. I think it's just coasting. Like 3D did. Mm. And then 3D died. I think we just look forward to more remasters, remakes. but with high quality visuals.
Yeah.
And bigger storage, hopefully.
Bigger storage is good.
That's never going to happen.
You're
still going to have a 500 gigabyte hard drive SSD in your Xbox Series X.
We have memory cards. Although we are getting memory cards, so that'd be good. Swap them out, put me a drawer.
I think 3D will have another attempt by then.
I hope so. 3D is the future. We all know it.
I think there might be a kind of almost a version, not completely, sort of a Ready Player One kind of virtual world. A world that you could go and you're leveling up all the time. It's something you're getting achievements for every, you know, all the, you know, the world. But we could meet up in our Ready Player One world in 10 years' time, and we could decide to go and play a game. You know,
that means we have to really step up its game now.
Yeah, it does.
Between now and then.
Or it could be just something, that would be awesome. It could be something you'd be playing on the console, but we could do that and we could do a number of different things. We could go and play FIFA 31, or we could go off and play a version of Morrowind or something like that. But also in our virtual world, we could go off to the cinema and watch something.
Like when we used to have the theatre mode on
Xbox 360. Yeah.
But more immersive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's in kind of one big world. Or we could just go and let's go and walk around Japan.
Like,
you know, and yeah. it's completely, you know, it's there as we're walking around. So it's.
But that could be the future after Corona. Yeah. We might need that.
Yeah.
You know, we're to explore the world, you know, handholding in VR.
Yeah.
It would almost be like the homepage would be your home. Mm. And anything that you can pick up anything on there, so you just live in it's like Second Life,
yeah,
but in VR,
yeah,
yeah. We'll like this, we'll do this, we'll get this going, we'll get the IP pitch down, pitch it, yeah, absolutely. Good. Last question, what's the one thing that should be taught in school that isn't? What's the one thing you wish you got taught in school? That's a better question. That for real life.
That hardly anything you learn at school will be of any use.
Okay.
I've not used trigonometry since.
No. I think anyone has, apart from mathematicians. Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, I don't often go quoting Lord of the Flies either.
But that's different. That's kind of, I think that's kind of trying to build your mind and build your kind of creative thing.
Yeah.
So what would you say? What would you like to be taught how to do?
It's a tricky one. Come back,
Richard.
Yeah.
I think coding from a young age is going to be a big thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think they need to change around some of these traditional lessons. Because, like you say, unless you're going into a mathematical field, trigonometry is not something that you use on a day-to-day thing.
And you're younger than me, you two, a lot younger than me. But so, did you do any coding, or did you do school? When was your school? When were you at school? 90s? 2000s?
I did my GCSEs in 2005, 2006, okay. I think.
So did you do any versions of computer studies or coding or anything?
No, I mean, our IT lessons were an hour off. They were seen as an hour break.
Playing stick cricket.
Stick cricket, that helicopter game.
Oh, yeah. Playing music.
Quietly. Used to have your headphones up through your sleeve and just rest on one arm.
That's how it's done. We did learn how to design web pages and stuff, but in Dreamweaver.
I think we did a couple of PowerPoints, and that was
Wow.
I enjoyed the PowerPoints. Anytime I could, I put wrestling into it. It was close to the world. And the wrestling theme tunes as the background music.
Wow. That's good. Impressive. Yeah.
So
good.
England had British Bulldog.
Right. Good. I'm going to move on. I've got my answers for something from one of you. Yeah. Right, Richard. Quick, would you rather? What do I normally say? It's called.
Would you rather?
Okay, these are your three: boxing or kickboxing.
Kickboxing.
Ooh. Dancing or singing.
Dancing.
Ah, okay. Fleeces or jumpers.
Jumpers.
Good choices, James.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday roast or Wednesday curry.
Sunday roast.
I don't know if Wednesday curry is a thing. I've made that up. Good.
I'm going to say I've never had curry on a Wednesday.
Susan or Sharon?
That's just weird. Susan.
Oh, okay. Fight or flight?
Fight.
Oh, well, we know a lot. That's good. Very good. Thank you very much. I'm going to move us on. What games have we been playing in the last week or so? James, what have you been playing?
Well, hopefully we've all been playing the new Streets of Rage 4.
No.
What? It's on Game Pass.
Tell us about it.
Well, I mean, it's like the first three, but it's the fourth one. No, it's a side-scrolling beat-em-up.
Right.
And it's been modernised. It is very much the game you'd remember from the 90s. You know, it's carried on the same approach.
Okay.
So you don't have much life. You go around beating people up. You kill the bosses. You move on. It's just the same, but better.
Good.
It looks much better than the old pixel versions. I think that really helps it as well. It looks modernised.
So does it really look modernised, or is it still got that retro look to it?
Oh, it's got a retro feel to it.
Right.
But a synthetic retro feel. So you know it's been made to look retro. But yeah, the fighting's good. The characters are really cool as well. But you've got a lot of old characters to play as, like Axel. I hope you all remember Axel.
Yep.
In the first ones.
Yep.
Blaze. Adam. He's come back.
Axel, Blaze, and Adam.
Yeah. Cherry. Right. That's Adam's daughter.
All right, good.
And then there's another guy. Floyd.
Are we just listing all the names of all the players in this thing?
Well, they're the playable characters.
Okay, right.
We can unlock some more classic ones.
Good.
It's just good fun. Because it's about learning the attack patterns and just taking it one step at a time. It's not really long, though. And it took me 2 hours to finish.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good thing. It didn't drag on. It's really good beating up.
Have you played it, Richard?
I haven't yet. I haven't installed. No. But I want to play it.
Yeah, you definitely should do.
I've got no interest in it at all.
Did you enjoy the original?
Well, I played Double Dragon in the arcades in the 80s and games like that. And I don't want to go back. I never want to go back.
But you might actually finish it this time. That's what I do.
I know. I just don't want to go back to that style of thing. I've got no interest in retro stuff. I really haven't. No, that's the end. Sorry.
I've played Streets of Rage 1, 2 and 3.
Yeah.
I've never got further than probably the third act of each one, and the second act. And it's just good to be able to give it a go. Now I'm not like under 10.
Yeah.
And try and finish it. And I did do. I even overcome my nemesis, Big Ben. He's a nightmare.
Is it playable online?
It is, in co-op.
Right. James.
Anyway, I played it.
Me and you.
I'll do it. I don't mind.
There we go.
I wish I have a Big Ben now.
Good.
Oh, we'll do.
Rich, what have you been playing?
I'm going to start off with a Switch title this week. I've been playing a game called Spirit of the North, which has just come out, and my review should be up on the Switch Hub, our sister site, anytime soon. It's kind of like a walking simulator, which is such a bad way of describing those games, but you play as a fox in this, and you're wandering through this. I think it's supposed to be set in Iceland, and you're this fox who is just wandering through, and he meets this spirit. And this spirit quickly becomes attached to you as this fox, and you together progress through this world in, I think, 7 or 8 chapters long. It's good. It's really enjoyable. It's quite a slow and a melancholy experience.
Have I done this? Have I reviewed this for the Xbox?
There's one called The First Tree. Is it The First Tree?
Yeah, that's the one. It plays as a fox. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And I got originally confused because you're playing as a fox in this one as well. But yeah, this one's good. It's all about I think this spirit that accompanies you is the spirit of the Northern Lights, which I think is maybe something to do with Icelandic folklore, that there is a spirit in the Northern Lights, and you basically have to go and turn them back on because they're not appearing
right
in the world.
That sounds good. Sounds like my kind of game.
Yeah, it was enjoyable. I think it's on PS4 as well, but it's not on Xbox, that one.
What'd you give it?
I give it 3.5 stars because some sections I struggled with in terms of one of the chapters is in a cave and it's almost pitch black even when I had the brightness turned up full.
Right.
And a lot of the times you're sort of stepping on things, and there's a few platform sections that the game just lets you down on those.
Right.
Sometimes. But no, the story is there's no text or there's no speech, but I really felt invested in what was going on.
Good. Okay, that's good. I like the sound of that. Who is it now? Is it me?
Should be you.
Oh, yes, yeah. Me. Yeah, I've been playing Super Mega Baseball 3. But I should... Have I said that right? Yeah, I think I have. That's in... that I should be reviewing at the moment, so it should be out soon. And it's a baseball game. And it's...
Is it Super?
It's Super. And it's set in this kind of like very kind of colourful, cartoony world. So it hasn't got that kind of realistic... I don't think they're real players. They're definitely not real players. And they're kind of... Your team, it has that super... But it's not like something like one of those basketball games that had sort of like cartoons. Their heads turned inside out and they could shoot dunks with their heads or something. It's still set in reality. In reality, it's a really good, really solid kind of baseball game still. All the rules are there.
What are the rules?
The rules are you hit a ball and then you run. And then you catch it.
So it's rounders.
Yeah, it's rounders. Yeah. And you've got a franchise mode this time around. And you can just get a team from the beginning, you know, trade players and go through all the seasons and all that stuff. It's a big game.
Do players go upgrades?
Yes, they do.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's good. If you love baseball, it's great. And if you don't like baseball, it's still good to play for a bit.
You can play online, can't you, with your friends or whatever?
You can. Just whether you keep your interest. I played online with you, and you beat me very badly.
Was that my first game?
That was your first game, and I've been playing. I've been playing it for 20 hours.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like you've been working towards that answer for a while. Too.
Ever since I mentioned Super, he was on there. So that's that. It's good. It's really good. I mean, it's a great baseball game. And it's whether you like. If you want a baseball game, get that. Whether I can't, I don't think I can go any further now. I've done 20 odd hours and I'm a bit like, I'm not going to get any better. And kid James just thrashed me online. Anything else? Any other games? Oh, we better move on. It's 45 minutes in, you two. We've got to move on.
Yeah, fine.
I know, we've got to go. A quick look at the news. Anything that's caught your eye? One each?
Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk's is coming getting back. A remaster. Yeah.
Isn't that a remake? Sort of.
Yeah, I think it's a remaster.
I think they are working on the mechanics, aren't they, for Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2.
Yeah.
So they're adding new tricks, bringing all the maps back, and making it look a bit better. Yeah. I was a bit skeptical about this one. Because it is a remaster, remake, whatever you want to call it. But it was a game that I spent a lot of time with as a kid, so I'm slightly excited.
Okay.
Although I only played one level as a kid, because it was a demo. I couldn't afford the full game. I played the demo for a year. It was good to play the full game this time.
Yeah.
Was it the warehouse level?
It was.
Memories.
Yeah. Well, so you two not interested in that one?
I am very interested in that one. I had the full game, the first one anyway, when I was a kid, and I spent many an hour on it. It's all about the soundtrack, though, for me. I think they're getting many of the original songs back, which I remember when they did... the HD, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater HD, a few years ago, of 1, 2, and 3. They changed a lot of the soundtrack. And it didn't really feel the same for me. Yeah. But it's done by the guys that it's done by Vicarious Visions, is this remaster or remake, who did the Crash Bandicoot trilogy remake. Yeah. So I've got a lot of faith in them and pulling this one off.
Yeah, it's about getting the licenses, isn't it? As long as you get the licenses, this should be
good.
It should be a good little soundtrack.
Good. Okay. I won't be playing that, but it sounds good. And we had Mafia. The Mafia trilogy is coming. That's a rumor that's coming to get a release as well soon, isn't it?
Remastered.
I mean,
they're announcing summer next week for that, aren't they?
If you haven't, if you haven't played them, they're good. They're very good games. I'm just so bored of remasters. I really am. Mm-hmm. I can't keep going and play the same game again. But that's me. That's me being the doom and gloom, isn't it? Some people don't love it.
You see, the remasters are Game of the Year editions, isn't it?
Yeah.
Definitive editions.
We're being doom and gloom, Richard. See what James has done? He's put me into his doom. He's dragged me into his group.
You know, see, you can't beat him. Join him.
Just a quick news one before for me is PGA Golf is back.
Yes.
But 2K2, is it 2K2? 2K22?
2K.
2K.
2K21.
2K21. Yeah. They are...
So I didn't know what you were asking.
These people that do the basketball games, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
And the wrestling.
Oh. And,
let's not talk about them.
But there's a new... I haven't played a golf. I used to always play golf games. I used to love them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Tiger Woods ones. It was really, just really enjoyable. And I haven't played one since 2012 or 11 or something. So... I quite like the idea, and it looks great, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
They always do well at recreating the courses.
Yeah.
It always looks spot on. And even though I don't like golf, there's always a real joy when you get a decent shot or a hole in one, or it feels good playing a golf game.
It does.
Well, I always used to, until McIlroy came along.
Yes.
Took away Tiger Woods' glory.
Yeah, I don't think McIlroy took it away. I think it was Tiger Woods.
Yeah. Well, allegedly.
But that's coming in August, isn't it? So it's not too far away. So that's good. That's good. Richard, have you seen anything you've caught your eye before we move on?
Just something that came out, I think, in the last hour or two, dead quick, is that Alan Wake is coming to Game Pass next week. I believe today is the 10-year anniversary, and on about remasters and remakes, this is the original 360 game with no touch-ups on it.
Oh, okay.
But that's coming to Game Pass and for PC as well. I don't know if it's an Xbox 360 game's come to PC before.
Yeah, it's a good game. Very good game. That's worth having a look at. If you haven't played it, give it a go.
Might give that a try.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Okay, we're going to do a quiz. We're going to get in there. Richard's got a quiz for us. This is really exciting. Tell us about it, Richard.
I haven't done one for a few weeks. But as before, I tried to look at the upcoming weird days coming up. And this week, I've really struggled to find something. So, for example, tomorrow is a National Pizza Party Day. Or... Saturday is National Sea Monkey Day.
Sea monkeys. Interesting subject.
Monday the 18th is National Visit Your Relatives Day, which wasn't going to happen at the moment.
Seems bad timing.
Yeah.
But as I scrolled down the list, I found on Wednesday the 20th of May next week, it is National Be a Millionaire Day. So I'm using that as my tenuous link to do a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire gaming quiz.
Wow.
Exciting.
And I have two sets of 15 questions.
Set B.
Yes, if you want set B, you can have set B. That's that bit decided. So I'll start with set A first.
Okay.
Obviously, I'm going to have to change some of the lifelines up. So I thought we'd have two 50-50s.
Yeah.
And a third one where you can ask the other person.
Oh.
Which may or may not work, depending on how trustworthy you are of each other.
Wow.
I wouldn't ask him anything, James. I really don't know, is it me now?
He's... Oh, blimey.
No, no.
Yeah, I that could be fun.
To yeah, we'd be honest. We'd both be honest. Should we say... Yeah. Let's say we're both going to be honest.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Good. I like that.
Okay, good. So, since James has chosen set B...
Yeah.
Gareth, do you want to start on set A?
I do. I've got no choice.
Okay. Yeah.
Cheers.
It's the old value, so question one's for £100.
Great.
Not real money, I would like to point that out right now. Don't be coming after me after this.
Tension.
Legend of Zelda series can be found. Hello?
You cut out there, Richard. It's good. It was good tension.
Yep. Oh, sorry.
Feeling like Chris Tarrant. Just a long pause. Are you back there, Richard? Oh, we lost
him. Yeah, I can hear you.
He's gone. We lost him. James, are you there?
I'm here.
Good. James is there. This is great. This is tension now. Richard.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah, we're having technical difficulties.
Where's that picture with the girl and the little clown thing? It comes on this.
Hello?
He's back. Yes. Richard, don't move. What have you done?
No, I don't know what happened there. I think okay. I might have knocked my phone a millimeter.
Oh, okay. Good. That's about his back. It was a good moment. Do your £100 question again.
Okay. Question one for £100. The Legend of Zelda series can be found on which video game company's consoles? A, Xbox, B, PlayStation, C, Nintendo, or D, Sega?
C, Nintendo.
Well done. £100.
Great.
Question two for £200.
I'm which out. Of these I want to take the money. Sorry, I got it. Go on.
Please don't. I've worked really hard on these. Question two for £200. Which of these buttons is not found on a standard Xbox controller? A, B, B, C, Y, or D, Z?
D, Z.
Oh, yeah, £200. Question three for £300. Which of these did not come out of Blizzard Entertainment? Is it A, Overwatch, B, Timesplayers, C, Warcraft, or D, Diablo?
B, the Timesplayers.
Yeah. Well done. Question four for £500. Jeff Moreau is better known as what in Mass Effect? A, Jack, B, Queen, C, King, or D, Joker?
D, Joker.
Well done.
Ooh, that was a I wasn't sure then. Mm-hmm. Wow, these are hard. Okay. Yeah, good.
And then question five for £1,000. What is the name of the continent where the majority of the Elder Scrolls is based? A, Albion, B, Tamriel, C, Eos, or D, Azeroth?
Can I have a 50-50? I'm going to use a 50-50.
Yeah. You're left with B, Tamriel, and C, Eos.
I'm going to go for B, Tamriel.
Well done. You've got £100. £1,000.
Hey!
So in the old format, I think that's a... Is that a safety point?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. We'll put a safety point in there then.
Good.
Question six for £2,000. How many mainline The Sims games are there? A3, B4, C5, or D6?
Whatever four was, B.
B, yeah, well done. Question seven for £4,000. In Dead Rising, what is Frank West's job? A, photojournalist, B, barista, C, butcher, or D, pilot?
A, photojournalist.
Yes.
I like the barista.
Yeah. question eight for £8,000. Getting into the big money now.
Yeah.
What number is associated with Master Chief? A, 77, B, 11, C, 117, or D, 17?
Oh, I think I know what it is, but I'm going to phone a friend. James, what is it?
James, I wish you didn't ask me.
Yeah.
If I was a betting man, oh. I wouldn't go with this.
Yeah.
But I think it's C.
What was C?
Which do we take it?
C was 117.
I wouldn't risk it on my...
I'm going to take the 50-50 as well. My last lifeline.
Okay, you are left with A 77 or C 117.
I'm going to go with James. I'm going to go with James. I can't not go with James.
Going with C?
Yeah.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Well done.
Oh, James, well done. Well done. Well done, James.
You've got no lifelines left. And you're at £8,000.
Yeah.
Question 9 for £16,000. The Pro Evolution Series is known as what in Japan? Is it A, Football in Glory, B, Path to Victory, C, Worldwide Strikers, or D, Winning 11?
D, Winning 11.
Well done.
Yay!
And question 10 is for £32,000. Which band never had their own Guitar Hero game? A, Aerosmith, B, The Beatles, C, Van Halen, or D, Metallica?
This is a trick question.
Why?
One of them was with another group, wasn't it? With another game. Can you read me the question again?
Yeah. Which band never had their own Guitar Hero game? A, Aerosmith, B, The Beatles, C, Van Halen, or D, Metallica?
Oh, it's so hard. I really want to go for B, The Beatles, because I thought it was another game they had. I'm going to go with B, The Beatles. I think I knocked up.
Final answer?
Final answer.
It is correct.
Yeah. Hey!
Beatles was on Rock Band. Yay! The others were on Guitar Hero.
Wow. Good.
So that's the next safety net thing. Wow. So you've got £32,000 as a minimum.
I'll be happy with that. Yeah.
Question 11 is for £64,000. The character II features in which series? A, Viva Pinata, B, Mario Kart, C, Super Monkey Ball, or D, Point Blank?
No idea. What's the name of the II?
Yeah.
I'm going to go for D, Point Blank.
You're stuck on £32,000.
What is it?
It's Super Monkey Ball.
I have no idea. That was good. I enjoyed that. I'm happy. I take my money. Thank you.
Well done.
Yes.
Well done.
Very good.
James.
Victor and you.
Yeah. Good luck, James.
Thanks.
£32,000 to beat. I'll start again. Question 1 for £100. The Uncharted series can be found on which video games company's consoles? A, Xbox, B, PlayStation, C, Nintendo, or D, Sega?
B, PlayStation.
Well done. Question 2. They're not all repeats of other questions, just with another company, but which of these buttons is not found on a standard PlayStation controller?
Oh, no.
Circle, is it A, circle, B, triangle, C, square, or D, rectangle?
It's a tricky one. We have to go D, rectangle.
Well done. £200. Question 3. For £300, what is the name of Mario's brother? Is it Wario, Waluigi, Luigi, or Bowser?
C, Luigi.
Well done. Question 4, £500. Which of these Lego brands has not received the video game treatment? A, Toy Story, B, Pirates of the Caribbean, C, The Lord of the Rings, or D, Jurassic World?
A, Toy Story.
Correct.
I like
that. Well done.
Question 5 for £1,000. How many mainline Final Fantasy games are there, excluding sequels? A, 13. B, 14, C, 15, or D, 16?
Try counting.
Oh. Shall I start coughing? I don't know, actually.
Yeah. Can I go 50-50?
You can. Sure. You are left B, 14, or C, 15.
Oh, it's cruel.
C, 15. Final answer.
Well done. That's £1,000.
Well done.
I don't know, so I thought it might be a trick. So I thought I'd get rid of 16. I know it's right.
Question 6 for £2,000. What is the name of the studio that created Titanfall? Is it A, Respawn, B, Reload, C, Reroll, or D, Recreate?
Amy's for a final answer.
Well done.
I tried to space these questions out, but I realised, James, you've got another Final Fantasy question now. Apologies.
Thanks.
Question 7 for £4,000. Who is the primary antagonist in Final Fantasy 7? Is it A, Ject, B, Sephiroth, C, Bartandelus, or D, Ardyn?
That's 50-50.
Yeah, I left B, Sephiroth, or D, Ardyn.
And it's Final Fantasy 7?
Yeah.
I'm going to kick myself if I don't at least ask Gareth. I'm going to give Gareth a ring.
Good.
I hope he's in.
No, it's no answer.
He's drunk. He's drunk.
Yeah. He's spending the winnings.
Yeah. It's B, Sephiroth.
I'm good for that. B, Sephiroth.
Well done. Song.
Yay.
Thanks.
Cheers, Gareth. It's my pleasure.
Moving on to question 8 for £8,000. Which of these is not a Sonic the Hedgehog title? A, Sonic Riders. B, Sonic and the Black Knight. C, Sonic Party. Or D, Sonic Battle.
Ooh.
Is it Sonic and the Black Knight, B? Final answer.
Incorrect, I'm afraid.
Oh.
It's the last one, is it?
It's Sonic Party.
Oh.
Wow.
Damn it.
So, I'm afraid you go home with £1,000.
That's not bad.
I'm going to donate it to...
to me?
To Gareth. Yeah.
Gareth wins with 33 grand.
Yay! Oh.
Hello, Gareth.
Thank you very much. Oh, dear. Richard, before we got to go, just give us the million-dollar question on James's list and see if we can... See if James can go first and I'll have a go.
Okay. If you were to visit Eastvale Logging Camp, just out east of Goldshire, which game world would you be in? A, The Witcher 3, B, World of Warcraft, C, Elder Scrolls Skyrim, or D, Zelda Breath of the Wild?
James, what would you be?
I'd probably go with D.
I think I might go for World of Warcraft. What was it?
A is World of Warcraft.
I do remember Goldshire. That was, I didn't remember the thing, but I remember Goldshire.
Yeah, I knew it was a Witcher.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't play the other ones.
Do I get £1 million?
Can I give you your £1 million question?
Yeah. Yes.
I think this one is a lot harder. Which team won the inaugural season of the Overwatch League in 2018? A, London Spitfire. B, Philadelphia Fusion. C, New York Excelsior. Or D, Boston Uprising.
James, what about you?
I would have gone for D.
I think I was going to go for London Spitfires.
Gareth gets another one.
Get another million! 2 million!
He's rolling it.
Yay!
He's getting over TV. Gareth.
I got it last. brilliant. Richard, that was another brilliantly done and crafted quiz.
All right, Richard.
Really good.
Thank you.
It's great. Right, what are we looking forward to next week? Let's go. James, you haven't got one, have you? I've got nothing to look forward to.
No, I really do. It's not after that last.
Richard, what about you?
A couple of golf games, actually.
Ooh.
Continue what we were on about earlier. So Golf with Your Friends, I think is out next week on every console.
Right.
That's from Team 17. It's like a social golfing game. But then there's also What the Golf, which I think it might have been on PS4 or PC before, but it's coming out on Switch next week. And that is, I don't know, it's just a really bizarre game. So, for example, you start one of the holes and you set the power to hit the ball, but instead of hitting the ball, your player then moves that power.
It rings a bell, yeah.
It's a really strange looking game, but it looks like it's going to be lots of fun.
Great.
And I think you've got to put cars into holes and stuff like that. It just looks a bit crazy.
What the Golf. Okay.
It does sound quite cool.
Man Eater's out next week, next Friday. That could be really good or really terrible. But yeah, either way.
What's it about?
About the shark killing people. An open world shark. Mm. GTA, and you play a shark. GTA, the shark world.
Sharknado, the game.
Yeah. Right, thank you both very much. Oh, by the way, before we go, there's Xbox on the Xbox Hub site. If you go there, there's a game called Cryogear. We're giving away 5 copies, and all you've got to do is go to the website. We'll leave details in this underneath this podcast, and you just go there. I think you do a couple of things, and by Sunday, the 17th, you could win a copy of the game. Is that right? I said that right, James?
Well, we hope so.
Yeah. James, you're my lawyer. Have I said it right?
You said nothing that can get you in trouble.
Good, good. Right. Brilliant. Richard, where can we find you?
On Twitter at Dobbo1912.
Great. And James, about you?
Same as always, on Twitter and Instagram at OKidUKO.
And you can get me at GB Bradley. Bradley. But please, until next time, thank you very much, gentlemen, and we'll see you later on. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
You've been listening to the official podcast of XboxHub.com. You'll be able to find all the notes of this show at www.thexboxhub.com/podcast. You can also check out our social feeds on Instagram and Twitter at The Xbox Hub, and search for The Xbox Hub on Facebook.